Alright, so I'll begin two or three lines from the bottom in Zion of Days 47b. So the Gemara says, we're at the end of a series of memories where we had leniencies regarding getting a minion together and for a mezumen. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Katan Poreach Mizamna Lav. Katan Poreach means, Rashi says, two lines from the bottom, Shavi Simanim Lo Balach Lal Shanav. He has signs of puberty, but he's not yet 13 years old. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Katan Poreach Mizamna Lav. We can use him in a Zimun. So he says, Tani Nami Hachi. We learn a Brisa that supports that. And we don't understand this Brisa, so we must be patient. Katan Shavi Shtei Sa'arot Mizamna Lav. If a Katan has produced two Sa'arot, two hairs, two pubic hairs, so you mezamin can count him as zimun. If not, you can't count him in mezamin. He says, "Ve'ein medaktekin bekatan." We're not so precise, so careful with the katan. So the Gemara says, "Hakuf akasha." The brisa is internally contradictory. Amrid hevishte sardin loy vishte loy vilo. First, the Talmud brisa says if he has two hairs, then he can count him. Not two hairs, he can't count him. Then he says, "Vahader tani ein medaktekin bekatan." And then he has these words at the end of the brisa that we're not so careful with the katan. So first I'll learn the way Rashi is. Look at Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn this. We'll do Rashi, then we'll do Tosfos. So la tu yemai, what is the ton of the brisa trying to include that which he didn't include in the first part? So lav la atuye katan poreach. Is it not to include a katan poreach? So Rashi says la tuye katan poreach. She'im medat kimbo im ba'alachal shanim olav umahin shanim shoshesrei shanim v'yom echad. We're not precise with him whether he reached the age of 13 or not. Now it's difficult to understand the way the Rashi is on Pshat because we already knew that from the Reisha of the Brisa. Let's see the Tosfos, second Tosfos on the Zayin of Days. So Kapri was on Olav. So Pirish Rashi shevishte sa'arot va'dayin lo yigil shoshesrei shana v'yom echad. In other words, he has signs of puberty but he's not yet 13 in a day. V'lon hira. Tosfos says it doesn't seem so clear the way Rashi says it. The imkain amayamar b'samukla tui katan poreach. Why does it say that? In other words, we're saying what is the last phrase in the brisa coming to include? So katan poreach. So hainu shtevishte sarot the katani b'right to behedia. He just taught that explicitly. What is like? In other words, first the brisa teaches him that he's got two sarot, you can count him. Not two sarot, you can't count him. Then he has this phrase at the end. We're not medakti but katan. And Rashi says it's talking about a katan poreach, a katan that has signs of puberty. But we just said that. So al kein pirish rabbeinu chananel katan poreya betoch shoshes reishana v'adayin lo yivishtei sa'arot yiduot shen gdolot kedei lakof rosham ikaran shkinu shiran. So he says, rabbeinu chananel says a katan poreach doesn't mean any signs of puberty. It means he has like very small incipient hairs and they're not long enough to fold over where it would fold over to reach the base. That's the shear for sa'arot when it folds over and now it can reach the base. He says, "Ulahati karele poreach." Why is he called poreach? Because it's like the blossom to grow forth. Sheparchu v'tzamchu bosaro, that they like mushroom forth. Aval ena gedolo kol hashir. They're not like large enough to really be the full fledged shear. Bahashta hachi perusho. So Tosfos says this is the pshat in the Gemara. Amri devi demashra devi davka. Says hevishte saaro. In the beginning of the brayse, it sounds like he's got full fledged simanim that it's fully grown in. And then he said, we're not so careful with katan, the mashma feel low AV, that even though he doesn't have produced the simanim. So it's saying, the Brais is teaching me in katan poreach, that even though the hairs have not fully grown in, they're just a little bit, that qualifies. So the Sefer of the Brisa is going to reveal to us what the beginning of the Brisa. What the beginning of the Brisa says, if he's got sa'arot, doesn't mean it's like full-fledged sa'arot, like full-length sa'arot, just means a little bit, but not enough to fold over. He says, "Demashu omer bereisha v'ishte sa'arot hainu porachot shne sa'arot mamash ukitapire shenechnas v'tosh shloshes reishana." So he's like, it could be that he's in the 13th year, it could be like 12, and a little bit more. V'im tomar v'imrin le'al katan v'tav riso sinotos nif. But maybe let's ask like this. The Gemara earlier learned that you have a katan is in a crib, so we can count him as a sanif. So the Gemara learned that we can count him for a minion. In other words, a minion for bench. With a minion, I can number 10 this katan that's in the crib. So how is it here you're saying it's got to be, you know, that he has the sa'arot, and before we're taking the child's in the crib? You could say, over there he's talking about like a minion, so the katan I can count for that. Here we're talking about the mezumen. So mezumen, like to get the threshold going, I have a higher bar. Or maybe the two statements contradict one another. Okay, just give me a few minutes and then we'll... We're talking about benching. I got it. Okay, just give me 1 second and I'll pause. Then wait till I finish the piece and everybody can weigh in, okay? Now, on... Let's do the next piece of Gemara and then I'll come back, all right? So now, on the top line of Mem Chedemun Al, 48a, the top line. So he says, V'leid hilchata kukol hani shmaita. So the Gemara says, the halacha does not follow any of the statements we made. There's a whole machloket rishonim, which statements are it that we don't follow. So some say it means all the statements. We have, like, I think there are 8 statements that came before. It means we don't say that a katan mutal barisa. You know, we can't count the katan that's in the crib. And we don't say that the eved, I can count him for a minute. And we don't say nearing Kasara, like Tisha Va'aron Mitztarfin, Tisha and the Aaron, or Tisha Nirin Kasara Mitztarfin. We don't hold from any of those statements. Some say like that. And we don't hold from the statement about the Katana Poreach either. That's one way to learn. So V'leid Hilchata Kukhani Shmaitza Ela Kihadamar Rav Nachman. But we do hold from the following statement of Rav Nachman. Welcome back, Shai. Nice to have you. We're on 48A, Mem Chedemun Aleph, line 2. Okay, it says, Ki hadamar Rav Nachman. This is a leniency, but we do hold from this leniency. It says, Katan yudin l'mi mevarachin mizamin alav. The Katan knows who we bench, like, what the benching is about, like this for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so we would include in the mizamin. So now the Rashi learns, he doesn't say it here, but some say, we'll see in a minute, some say it's 9 or 10, some sort of want to say a little bit lower. So he says, Abai v'Rava, Habu Yafne Kami de Rava. Abai v'Rava, when they were youngsters, were sitting before Rava. Now, Rava was Abai's uncle. Abai's parents died, and Rava raised them. And, we've gone through this before. Some say Abaye is Asher B'chai Yerucham Yatom. It's like the Rashi Tevot of a person, part of a pasuk, like through you that the Yatom will have mercy, and it's like Abaye because he was Yatom, and some say that Abaye's real name was Nachmani, and Abaye's real name was Nachmani, but Rabbi's father's name was Nachmani. So Rabbi didn't want to call Abaye, he was raising him, he didn't want to call him by his father's name. She needs like a line of vision. Yeah, okay. So it's Abaye is like Avi, like by father's name, that type of thing. Anyway, so Abaye v'Rava, so Habiyafe coming to Rabbi. So Amar Luhu Rabba Lamina Varchin. So Rabbi said to both of them, who do we bench? In other words, who are you addressing in the benching? They were youngsters. So Amrilei the Rachmana, they said to the Rachmana, the merciful one, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Rachmana Hechiyativ, where does Hashem reside? He said to them. So Rava Achve and the Shmei Tlala, Rava pointed to the ceiling of the room. Abai Nafak Lebra, Abai went outside, Achve Klapi Shemaya, he pointed up to heavens. So Amrilehu Rava, so Rabbi said to them, Tarbaisu Rabbanan Havitu, you're both going to be tremendous rabbis. They were like youngsters at this time. He said, you're both going to be great rabbis. Hainu da Amri Inshi, that's what people say, Butzin Butzin Yikitfe Yadia. That like the small pumpkin is either clear from its sap, like I could take a look at the sap and figure out how good the pumpkin, or Rashi is a different girsa, Mikane, means like means like when it's small, you can figure it out. Now, let me see, there was something else I wanted to say about, I'll come back about Abaye v'Rava with the roof and thing. Yeah. So, alright. So someone said like this, like this is Rabbi Arya Leibowitz was talking today, and he mentioned today's Daf Yomi. He said that Abaye, like Rava had parents and Abaye didn't have parents. So, like Rava pointed like to the ceiling, like in other words, like I have a house, you know, like things are taken care of me, like that way. And Abaye didn't have parents, so he went outside, like I just, like the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that I can rely on. And he wanted to say, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, that that's in one of the reasons, like there, when you have minhagim, there are always different reasons that are given for it. So there's a well-known custom, you know, to get married outside under the stars. So he wanted to say one reason is to say, like now, like the chasen and kala, they're leaving their parents' homes, and now they're on their own. So they're like mitachat shemayim, and it was like they're before the parents taking care of them. Now that's where I'm at. Now let me get to the halacha, and then we'll open up the floor for some questions. Now the mechaber brings down in shulchan. Now again, there's different ways to learn the sugya. So one way to learn the sugya is that what came before, like press the delete button on, and now we're beginning a new kula with this. But some want to be mitzaref and say, when the Gemara says late hilchatak uchane shmaita, doesn't mean everything else before is deleted. So someone is saying that we conflate the previous sugya about katan poreach. Katan poreach is they're showing like signs of puberty with this katan. And some want to say that it's only like when they're in their 13th year. In other words, like they're in their 13th year and they know Lamim of Archin, then we can count them in a mezumin. You understand? In other words, we're taking both those shitot,
so
we're combining it together. In other words, like they're 12, they have like certain signs of puberty, but with like not the big long hairs, small hairs, and they do a Lamim of Archin. So just one minute, and then Mela, we could count them. Now, here's the way the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll open it up. Now, the Mechaber says, Katan Shigila Onat Hapa'utot. If a Katan has arrived at the time Hapa'utot, it means he's like 9 or 10, is the way the Magen Avraham says. Some say less than that. Some say even 6. But he knows the Odei Lamim of Arkin. He knows that who you're benching. So, Mizam Nalav Mitzarek Bein L'Shloshim Bein L'Asara. So, the Mechaber paskins that you can count them in a zimun, and it can count for 3 or for 10. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. But only one. I can only take one. I can only one. He says, and then the Ramah says, some say we can't account any kid until he's 13. He says, the azma chaskinle kigado should be shtei sarot. Then there's a presumption that he's shown signs of puberty. That's like, you know, that's Cheskas Rav in the Gemara, or Cheskas Rav. It's Cheskas Rav. Rav has a chazak in the Gemara that a child that's 13, he has Shtei Sarot. He says, V'cheino gimein l'shamot. The Ramah says, that's the minhag, and you shouldn't deviate from that minhag. So that's the way Ashkenazim do it. We wait till he's 13 to count on the Zimud, and minus any Sephardim do it a little differently, right?
Correct.
Okay, now let's open up the floor for some...
Davening is different.
Davening, you have to be 13. Okay, what else we got?
Not to Sephardim.
What, for what?
You can have a younger person.
Do what?
Yeah. To make
the Tom's guy can be younger than 13.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you let them have the Sefer Torah.
That's like the previous sugya.
It's like Tisha B'Aaron Mistarfin.
Right.
And then Rishonim bring this idea about holding the Chumash as well. I think Tosos has that somewhere.
I used to hold the Chumash.
Yeah, but you're not Sephardi.
I was before
13. Okay.
No, but you were Rambam.
Really? And he was good with it?
There's 9 guys and me. I would hold a chumash and they would do a minyan.
And you were how old at the time?
12.
12. Okay. Any other questions, comes to us? What's up? Wait, let me hear from Mayor and then everybody else. What's up?
It's on the aim of Dr. Keen.
Right.
Does anyone say that means we don't check in terms of we're going to trust the, if a kid says I've got 2 hairs, we're going to trust him, we're not going to get
No, I didn't see any shot like that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Wait, one second. Let me do one person time.
Rabbi Reisman had a lecture once that talked about a question that when the grandchild mitzvahs his grandmother, there's no grandfather around, and he's just over bar mitzvah, can the grandmother be yotze his kiddush on Friday night?
In other words, the boy is just beyond bar mitzvah.
He's just over 13.
Yeah, so I assume he means that we don't know that he has got simanim.
Probably.
Right, that's what he means. And so, Mimela, the grandmother is chayiv on a deraisa level, and he's only chayiv maybe on not fully on a deraisa level, maybe the drabanan level, then he can be most here. That was what the thing was with Rabbi Reisman. Okay. All right, and what else do you want to say?
What was the answer?
I thought, like, he's...
I don't think so. Any other questions? Okay, everybody good? Okay, I mean the issue is, there's a couple of different issues. you know, we'll have it coming up later in the Gemara. In order to be mosi somebody, you have to be chayav b'davar. Right. So if he's not a bar chayav b'doraisa, how can he be mosi the grandmother who it would be chayav and kiddush on the raisa level? Okay. Let's see further in the Gemara. We're on line 10. Mem chesem and aleph. Everybody good? Okay. Now the Gemara said the two dots. Am Rav Yehuda b'reid Rav Shmuel bar Shila mishmei the Rav. Rav Yehuda b'reid Rav Shmuel bar Shila says in the name of Rav. Tisha achlu dagan v'charachal. Now, there's different ways to learn this sugi. So I'm going to go one way, and I'll do another way. Okay? There's a lot of these sugis. You have different views in the different Rishonim. So first, I'll do it the way. All right. We'll see in a minute. Now, he says tisha achlu dagan. If 9 people had grain, it means they had bread. V'charachal yerek, and one person had vegetables. Mitzarfin. They could be mitzarfin azimun. So we're sitting at a table. None of us ate bread. One of us ate vegetables. We could all be mitzarif and say nevarech elokeinu. Okay, so he says, "Am Reb Zeira." Reb Zeira said, "Boy, me name me Rav Yehuda." So Rav Yehuda is the Baal Memra. So Reb Zeira says, "I asked Rav Yehuda, Shmona Mahu, Shiva Mahu. What if there are 8 people bread, 2 people vegetables, or 7 people bread and 3 people vegetables?" So Amar Le Lo Shana. So he said, "It's Nishka Frelach. That's fine. So I can have 7 people have bread, 3 people got vegetables. We're still good with that. We can do Nevarech Elokeinu." Then, now here there's different ways to read the following piece, which is going to lead us with different results, okay? Now, Shisha Badai Lomi Bayalei. Now, again, this is Rabbi Zeira speaking. So Rabbi Zeira says, 6, I certainly knew not to ask. 6, I was sure that it's not good. In other words, Rabbi Zeira is saying, if 6 people have bread and poor people have vegetables, definitely not good, is what he thinks. He says, Amalei Reb Yirmiya, Shapir Vadag Lomi Bayalach. So Reb Yirmiya says it's good that you didn't ask him, because Badai, it is good that way. So Reb Zeira is thinking 6 and 4 definitely no good, and Reb Yirmiya is thinking 6 and 4 definitely is good. He says, Hatam Tamamai Yishum Deikaruba. Why does it work with 9, 8, and 7? Because you have a row. Most of the people, the plain majority, are eating bread, so I can go with the majority. So Hakanami Ikaruba. So here too, with 6 and 4, I have a majority of people eating bread. So I could, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, bench and say Nevarech Elokeinu. V'iyu Savar, but the first opinion Rabbi Zeira held, Ruba Deminkar Ba'inan. It's not enough just to have a rove. I need a super majority, Ruba Deminkara. In other words, like a clear majority. In other words, 6 is like just over the dotted line. Let's wait 3 minutes, okay? We'll come to it, okay? Okay, okay. Okay, everybody just chill out, and I'll pause in a few minutes, all right? Okay, now, so he says, Ruba Deminkar Ba'inan. I need like something that's very clear on its face. That I look at the group and I see right away a majority of the people had bread. Now, that's one way to learn this sugya. Now, there's a different way to learn this sugya. There's a couple of ways to learn the sugya. Let's go back. Now, the way I just learned the sugya, so it comes out that Reb Zeira is sure of his position, that it's definitely not good, and Reb Yirmi is sure of his position that it definitely is good. That's the way I read the sugya, right? So each sure of their positions. Mm-hmm. Now, another way to read the sugya is, let's go back to where the aleph in parentheses is. So, Amarle, so he says, Shisha, now instead of Vadai, he says, you move the Yud. And in other words, he's got it on the side, he says, Vaida. In other words, you take the Yud from the end of the word, you put it after the Vav. In other words, Vaida Lomibayle. Like, woe to me that I did not ask that question. In other words, in this version, Reb Zeira doesn't know, he's not sure what would be the din if it was 6. So concerning which, so Amalei Reb Yirmiya, Shapir Avadag Lo Yibayalach, it's good that you didn't ask, Hatam Tamamai Mishum Deikaruba Hakanami Ikaruba. So in this version, Reb Yirmiya is sure that 6 is good. Reb Yirmiya is sure that 6 is good. Reb Zeira is Mesupak whether 6 would be good or not, and the reason he was Mesupak is because he's thinking maybe you need a Ruba Deminkara. Now there's other ways of learning the sugya as well. There's an interesting one on the side. If you look in the blurb of the Ein Mishpat, he says, Vadai is Rashi Tevot for V'ar Ba'achlu Yerek. In other words, so Shisha, Vadai, V'ar Ba'achlu Yerek. In other words, 6 and 4. Now, they had a blurb in the... Now, again, so if I say that the first person was not sure whether it's good, in other words, he was Mesupak about 6, and the second person is sure that 6 is good, so the halakha is going to be like the second way, that 6 is good. But if I say that they're each sure of their position, so then it's not so pashut. Okay, just one minute. I haven't forgotten about anybody. One minute. Now, he has a blurb in here. Let me get it. Just give me one second. Yeah. So he has it here in the article in footnote 8. At the bottom, he says the Beis Yosef points out that according to Rashi's text, now Rashi learned the second way. Rashi learned the second way. So since Rabbi Yirmiyah was positive six bread eaters suffice, whereas Rabbi Zera was in doubt, the lach shval Rabbi Yirmiyah. So according to the way Rashi's learning, it should be six should be enough. However, according to our text, Rabbi Zera is certain that there is a difference between the 2/3 majority and a simple majority. The halacha follows Reb Zeira. Six bread eaters and four vegetable eaters do not combine to affect the 10-man quorum. This is the opinion of most authorities in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look. So that's Kuf Tzadi Zayin Beis. Let's just see in the Shulchan Aruch quickly, and then we'll see where we'll be on our way. And then we'll say Kuf Tzadi Zayin Beis. Yeah. Okay, here's what Machaber says. He says, Tisha Sha'achlu Dagan, if 9 people ate bread, Dagan means grain, they ate bread, but Chadachal Kazayit Yerek, Mitztarf and Lazkir Hashem. They're Mitztarf to say Nevarech Elokeinu. Vafilu lo tibelem hen lebetzir, even though he just dipped his vegetable in like the brine, alo shatayimahem lekosachad, she's really fine. Then he says, Vafilu Shiva, Achlu Dagan, Shosha Yerek, Mitztarf, and Valshisha lo, but 6 not good, according to the Machaber. The Ruba de Minkar Ba'inan. I need Ruba de Minkar. So I would say Ruba de Minkar means, like, I want this to have, like really, like, technically Misadadin, I should have 10 people. In other words, I should really have 10. But I'm going to give it some, like, please, let's be patient for 2 minutes, okay? So I'm going to give it some flexibility. We're going to, like, go back, and we'll eat 9 and 8. But once I get below 7, so it's like, I'm trying to give it, like, this group has the character of 10 people who ate bread. So if I have 7, that's like the overwhelming majority, like a super majority. So then I could say that's in the halacha. But it's just 6, you know, not. Now this comes up in different areas of halacha. I didn't review it today, but the way I remember it is, let's say by a tanis tzibur, let's say I need people fasting, I think you need a ruba de minkara. I mean, not enough to have 6 people fasting if I want to have kriyas haTorah and, you know, anenu. I need 7 people who are fasting. I need a ruba de minkara. In other words, a simple majority is not always good in halacha. Okay, now time for questions. Go.
But with davening, if you have 6 people who didn't daven,
right?
And also with Zimun, 6 right. people. How come on those 2 cases you have 6 and here 7?
Wait. We're talking about Zimun.
No. In case 10 people ate bread,
right.
6 people want to do Zimun now and the 4 want to do later.
All right.
You're allowed to do that.
All right.
So how come here is different?
Yeah, in other words, one is just we want to bench now. You'll bench later,
and
now
but
in other words, like we're all in other words, the thing is, what's the character of the group? In other words, the character of the group is we're all eating bread eaters. We're all saying Nevarech Elokeinu. You want to eat a little later? Fine. Nishke Ferlach.
My other question is, if 5 eat bread and 5 eat mizonot, what's the case in that?
So if 5 are eating mizonot. And so I don't know if that would cut it. In other words, the mizonot. In other words, mizonot could be converted into bread, but I don't know if that would work. I don't know. I'd have to look into that a little bit more. Okay. Now, what else do you want to say?
I'm trying to follow the premise of this. According to Rabbi Zera, his issue was if there's a majority, it's good. But it's got to be an obvious majority, which
right.
made 7.
Right.
If 10 people are sitting at a table and you can visually see that 6 eat bread.
It means like 6 eat bread, I got to like search, count, you know, how many people.
Well, why is it different if 6 or 7? You're counting no matter
you know,
what.
It means like, you know, it's like what, like you know, like you're giving like the character to the group. Like what does the chevra want? Like if the...
Well,
if,
but then it should be based on a majority, because what you're basically saying is it's not the majority. It's like... It's got to be so substantial
right.
that majority is irrelevant. In other
words, it's not irrelevant.
He just said here, obvious majority.
One second.
If it's obvious majority and you're staring at 6 people, it's obvious.
Yeah, that's what he said, right. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, at least a 2/3 majority. In other words, right. like we want something, like, we want it to be
six
like, I would say like it's clear, like you look at the group and you don't even have to count the group. You see right away, like, right. like the majority here.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
You just made a good point, because two-thirds
right.
means that's substantial.
Right.
That's more than
right.
51.
Right, 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 right.
But that's not what he said.
Well, not what who said?
Rabbi Zera.
So I still have two opinions in the Gemara.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, one is saying simple majority. One yes. is saying super majority.
Right.
So, but the postgame are coming out on the side of the super majority.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay. Let's move on now. All right. Everybody ready? We're midway down the column, and I we have to pick up the speed a little bit. Okay. Amenchem Manal. Yanai Malku Malkta Krihu Rifta Bahadei Adade. So Yanai, King Yanai, is like in English they say Alexander Janaeus. He was from the Hashmonaim. In other words, he lived after, you know, he was from the Hasmonean dynasty. So his yichus wasn't so good. In other words, he had problems with his yichus, and he wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara in Kiddushin said he decided he's going to be a Kohen Gadol, and he has like some Kohen blood in him because he's from the Chashmonaim. And the Chachamim said, you know, we don't think that's a great idea, and so he killed off all the Chachamim. So he says, Yanai Malkul Malkata Kriichu Rifta Bahadei Dadi. They were eating bread together. Since he killed off all the rabbis, nobody knew how to bench. You know, you kill off all the rabbis, and they need a rabbi.
Not a rabbi.
Okay.
One day you forgot
to
bench.
Okay, so Amar La Ledavidhu. So he said to his wife, Man Yahiv Lan Gavra de Mavarich Lan, if only there was somebody here who could give over to me somebody who would bench for us and produce somebody. So Amrle Ishtabli di Maitin Lach Gavra lo Mitzaretle. So he says, will you give me a shvua that if I produce somebody, you won't persecute him? So Ishtabla. So he gave her a shvua. So Aitite l'Shimon Shetach Chachua. So she produced Shimon Shetach, her brother. So he says, Otvei Bein Didei L'Dida. So he puts Shimon Shetach between the king and the queen. He says, his brother-in-law. So Amrle Chazit Kam Yekara Adin Lach. He says, see what great kavod I do for you. You're sitting like between the king and the queen. He says, you're not giving me the kavod. The Torah is giving me the kavod. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, in Mishlei, book of Proverbs, Salsalah was from Mecca. If you caress it, it will erase you. Techabedcha ki techapkena. If you hug it, it will honor you. In other words, like you get honored. So it means that because he's embraced the Torah, that's why he's got the honor. So Amar lo kechazit lo mekabel marut. So then Yanai says to his wife, "Did you see? He doesn't accept my authority. Like, you know, I get all this like lip back from him." So Yahavu le kasa le baruche. Then they gave. We want you. The reason you're here is because to help us with the benching. So here's a kos, and now we want you to use the benching. So Amar hechi avrich. He says, I didn't have anything to eat. What am I supposed to say? Baruch that Yanai and his colleagues ate together. So he says, Shati lehu kasa. So then he drank the contents of that cup. He says, Yahavu li kasa charinu ubarich. And then he benched because he drank the cup. He felt that was sufficient. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Bereder Rabbi Chibar Abba. So Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chibar Abba, and a lot of people take out the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Shetach the Abba, the Garmi Huda Abba. In other words, he was acting like with his own shita that he's like benching for just a cup. In other words, he had a cup of wine, and now he's benching with the cup of wine. In other words, what is enough for him to say Nevarech Shachal Mishalo? So he felt like the drinking the cup is enough that he could say Nevarech Shachal Mishalo. So that's his own shita. The Haki Amar Rav Chibar Abba and Rav Yochanan, because Rav Chibar Abba says in Rav Yochanan, and remember we had Rav Chibar Abba early in the Masechta, remember with the Shlakot, he was the one who caused all his learning every 30 days before Rav Yochanan. The Olami Namotzi Rav Yudei Chobatan, Ashokha Kizayat Dagan, that a person cannot be motzi people with their obligation with benching unless he himself has had a Kizayas of bread. Kizayas of bread. Okay, now, let's take a look at the Rashi on this. Okay, the last Rashi. Okay, Achu Chakazai Dagan. Everybody have it in the Rashi, 20 lines to the bottom. Achu Chakazai Dagan. Umichi Achal Kazai Dagan, Mie Mapik. So once he's had a Kazai Dagan, he could be Motzi people. He says, Afal Gab the Kazai Dagan Shirud Rabbananhu. Even though, now, when it comes to benching, so the way that we take it is if you have a Kazai, you're only Chayav on a Rabbanan level. If I eat Kadei Sviya, that's certainly Rashi Shita. If I have Kadei Sviya, then I'm Chayav on a Duraisa level. Mm-hmm. So even though he's eating, so he takes it, Rabbi Yochanan says, If I eat a kizayis dagang, I could lead the benching, meaning I could be motzi everybody with a berachas hamazon. Because I'm the only one who's going to bench, you're all going to listen. So I eat a kizayis, you had a big seven-course meal. I could be motzi with berachas hamazon. So Rashi says, even though I am only chayev on a derabban level, rabbinically, and you're all chayev on a Torah level, I can be motzi you. Let's take a look. He says, Kida'amar perak mishamito, mihu came into Mechayi b'drabanan Mechuyi b'davar karina bay Umotzi rabim dey chobatan. So Rashi takes it, since he's Mechuyi, he's obligated on a drabanan level, he can be Motzi the rabim dey chobatan. Okay, now let's be patient. Now, v'im tomar, so Rashi asks, v'katan shigi l'china chaloamar hachi. Now the Gemara says, if it's a katan shigi l'china, the Gemara earlier in Daf Chaf had that a person's son could bench for him. And the Gemara said, how can that work? But the son is only chayev on a drabanan. So he says he'll only eat a shir drabanan. Then he can be motzi. So we don't say that he can be motzi at the raisa level. So ahu afilu drabanan lo mechayev. He says that that son is not even chayev on a drabanan level. He says, da'alei da'avu ahu drabanan l'chanuche. In other words, this is a machloket rishonim. In other words, what if I say that a child is chayev mitzvos mitam chinuch? If I say, like, the child is chayev mitam chinuch, who is obligated? Is it the child that's obligated? Or is it the father is obligated? In other words, all the obligations are on the father. So Rashi learns, if he's below bar mitzvah, so all the obligations are on the father, so he is not in a position to be motzi anybody, who on a, at least on a derisa level. Now, ubala lachud gedolot pasak, dafka da'atlu inu kizayit o kibetza dechvate. So Rashi's pshat, let's go slowly. Rashi says, if I eat a kizayis and I'm a chayiv on a drabban level, I can be motzi people who are a chayiv on a deraisa level, because I'm called a mechuyah bedabar even though I ate a kizayis, right? Now, the Baal HaLachut Gedolot says no. The Baal HaLachut Gedolot says that we're talking about when Rabbi Yochanan says you eat a kizayis, I can be motzi people, means I can be motzi people who ate a kizayis like me. That's what I can be motzi. About achlu v'savu lo mapik, but if they had kidei sfiya, I can't be motzi them. So if I only ate a kizayis, I can't be motzi people who had kidei sfiya. He says, "V'iyev Rashi says, "V'iyev shor lamido." He says that's not sustainable. That pshad, that Yanai b'chaver of achlu v'savu. The implication of our gemara is that Yanai and his chaver had a big meal, and yet, like Shimon Shetach only had a kos, but Rabbi Yochanan was saying he should have had a kizayis. But if he would have had kizayis, he could be motzi them. So he says, So it doesn't sound like the b'chag. He says, "V'afkinu Shimon Shetach v'avagad l'garmi hu da'abad tamishul lebachal kizayit dagan achal kizayit dagan hachinavi." Would work. Now, be patient. Now, turn page to the Tosfos. On this big Tosfos, we're doing Daf Yomi fashion. Only a little bit of the Tosfos now. Now, let's see So Tosfos quotes a different sheetot, and he comes up with a different svara. Let me take a look. Let me find it. A minute. Okay, so it's around the eighth narrow line on page 96. Memzayin with Beis, around the eighth narrow line in Tosfos. Everybody have it? It's El Anira Lachalek. Everybody have it?
No.
In Tosfos, page 96, 48b, around the eighth narrow line in Tosfos. Okay. Okay. Tosfos should be in the right hand column. Okay. The other side of the page. Memchet Amud Beis. 48b. 48b. Memchet Amud Beis, around the eighth narrow line. Okay? Now, Elanir Lechalek. So Tosfos says we can be Lechalek. The Katan Sheinu Barchiv Klal Doraito, Afilu Lechalek De Sviya, Hilchak Einu Mechuyu Bedavar Karina Beis. Tosfos says, a Katan, in other words, there's no scenario under which he could be Chayiv on a Doraisa level. So he can't be motzi people. Iachal shira deraita. Aval gadol shu bar chiyuvim in a Torah ki achal kdei sviya. But a gadol who, if lu yatsur, he would eat an amount, he would be mechuyah b'davar. He says mechuyah b'davar karinan bay afil lo achal klal. Tosu says that even if he eats nothing, he's a mechuyah b'davar. Tosu wants to say if I'm a gadol, and I, in other words, mitam being motzi you, in other words, we have an idea, we had this before, in other words, yatsa motzi. If I was yotze already, I could be motzi you. So let's say I have kiddush. So I was yotze kiddush already. You need to say kiddush. You don't know how to say kiddush. I can be motzi you in kiddush, even though I was already yotze kiddush. I'm not mechuyah b'davar. I can be motzi you. So we learned in the Gemara, except for birchos haperos and birchos halechem. When it comes to like birchos hananin, so you're not mechuyah to have the food. So I can't be motzi you unless I'm eating the food as well. But remember that we did that already. Now Tosfos is going to say that once people have eaten, we view it as mechuyah b'davar. In other words, they didn't have to eat. But once they do eat, Now they have a chiyuv to say birkas hamazon. Now I'm a bar chiyuva. Now I can be motzi you even if I didn't eat anything. Got it? Okay, now let's see what he says here. He says, "Ki achas hishvi mukhim davar kumin be afil lo achal klal k'ni mir roshana klo bracha raf pishet samotzi chus birav lechol birav liayin b'hainu tam ad chois lo ravim zeba zeba," because everybody's responsible for everybody else. "V'udin bebir kadamazon af pishet samotzi k'ni appreciate." Now, if that's the case, so why do we have to have kizayi dagan? Why did Rabbi Yochanan say he has to have a kizayis? According to Tosfos, not of anything. So Tosfos learns the only reason you need to have a kizayis is because of the formula that he's going to say. He's going to say nevarech shachal mishalo, that let us bless God that we ate. But if I didn't eat anything, I can't say shachalu, so I have to have a kizayis for that. But in achinami mitam being motzi people, I could be motzi them. All right. Quick questions. Oh, wait, let me finish this again. Let me go now. We're running out of time. Now let's sit back on Amud Aleph. I'll pause it just another 10 lines. Four lines from the bottom. Are you with me? Memchad Amud Aleph, 48a. Four lines from the bottom. Okay. Now, Meitve, we ask the Shaila against Rabbi Yochanan's holding. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Allah v'hi save imahem. If a person went and he reclined with people, even when you had like a vegetable and brine, or he had one dried fig with them, mitztaref, he's mitztaref. So the Gemara assumes he's mitztaref and that he could bench for them. And Rabbi Yochanan said he can't bench unless they have a kizayis dagan. So it's the roof of mitztaref, in other words, in Akinami, he could be mitztaref, he could be the number third person from the Mizum, and not that he's going to do the benching. Now, in Barnami, it was stated as well, Amrav Chanabar Yehuda Mishmei Derava, Afilo, turn page on the top line, Afilo Tabalim Hilo Betzir, even if he only dipped the vegetable in brine, Velo Achali Mahem El Gro Gerad Achad, and he only ate with them one dried fig, mitztaref, everybody, I have to have a gezayis dagon. All right. Wait. Okay, two more lines. Amar Rav Chana Bar Yehuda Mishmei de Rava Hilchata. The halacha is achal leyerek. If he had like a leaf of vegetable, shtakos shel yayin, and he drank a cup of wine, mitztarif la mitztarif. He could be mitztarif from the mezuman. Lahotzi and amotzi at shel chal gezayis dagon. All right, now time for questions. Okay, go.
In this case of the king, this is a pikuach nefesh. This is not the guy.
He took a shvuah that he's not going to harm him.
You believe this guy?
What can I tell him? Okay, assuming pikuach nefesh is not an element, what else you got for me?
All right.
The Gemara doesn't take it that way. What else you got?
There's a king, there's a queen, and Shimon ben Shetach.
Right.
Two men and a woman.
And there's 100 people in front of him.
Who also don't know how to bench.
It's not just the three of them. There's a whole chaver. There's a whole banquet he's having. It was when it says Yana Imalko Makta Krichu Rifta. I don't think it means just the two of them. It means like there's a whole chaver of people. That's what I assume. Okay, yeah, that's what it sounded like from Tosfos also.
So he was wrong according to the Maskana of the Gemara.
Well, no, the Gemara said he had his shita. And Shimon Shetach is one of the Tanayim. He's one of the Zugot. So he had a shita. But Yochanan, who lived centuries later, saying we don't hold by that shita. Okay, everybody else good? Okay, let's keep moving. All right, we got a good group. Now,
Didn't we do somewhere?
Right, Remeir and Rabbi Huda. Kizayis v'yad Kibetza. Okay, now one minute. Now, there's a little bit more here. You know, let me just finish the daf first, and if we have more time, I'll speak about some things later, okay? All right, let's take it back on the Gemara. We're on the eighth line on Memchen Rebeis, 48b. Amrav Nachman, Moshe Tekin Lisrael Birkat Azan, B'Shashi Rada Iman. That Moshe formulated the Brach of Azan when the man came down. Now again, so Chazal teaches that Birchas Amazon is a Bracha Doraisa. In other words, with the Bracha we have to make Doraisa. But here the Gemara is addressing who formulated the language in the Bracha. So he's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu himself formulated the language in the first Bracha. There were three Bracha, Doraisa, and then it's Machloket, but the fourth one we usually say is the Rabbanan. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who formulated the first one when the man came down. Yoshua tikin lem birchat ha'aretz, and then the Bach has b'sha'ash nechnesu la'aretz. When they came to Eretz Israel, so he formulated the second bracha of Nodelecha. He says, which speaks about, you know, Eretz chen netov rochava, this beautiful land that you've given us. David Shlomo tiknu bonei Yerushalayim. David Shlomo formulated the bracha of bonei Yerushalayim. David tikein al Yisrael amecha b'yishlam yirecha. David was talking the verbiage, you know, have mercy on Yisrael, your nation, and Yerushalayim, because he was the one who, you know, he designated he found the spot for the Makom Mikdash. He got everything ready. Shlomo tikein al abayit agdol v'kadosh, and Shlomo Melech was talking the language, you know, for this great edifice. Hatov v'hameitiv b'yavne tiknua. Now the fourth bracha of Hatov v'hameitiv was established in Yavne after the Korban Beis Hamikdash. He says Kineged Harugei Beitar. Harugei Beitar, you know, the people died. It was a terrible bloodbath. The Gemara Masechet Gittin, you know, talks about all the blood that fell out from Beitar. It was a tremendous calamity for Klal Yisrael. And Beitar also fell on Tisha B'Av in around 135 CE. So after Beitar was destroyed, so the dead bodies were left out and they couldn't bury them. So when the Gemara is going to say the Amar Abana Otoyim Shenu Harugei Beitar Lekvura, the day that they were allowed to bury all the people who had been killed in Beitar, Tiknu Biyavna Hatova Meitiv. So then we're talking this bracha Hatova Meitiv, God who's good and He does good to others. Hatov Shlo Esrichu, good that the bodies didn't decay. Vameitiv Shenu Lekvura, and then it was Rachmanas that they were given Lekvura. Unfortunately, during World War II, many people, you know, didn't get a kever Yisrael even, and so it's a bracha that you can have a kever. All right, so that's the way that piece is going. Now let's just see. All right, now the next piece. Tanu Rabbanan, Seder Birkat Hamazon Kachi. This is the order for the Birkat Hamazon. Bracha Rishona Birkat Hazan. First bracha is Birkat Hazan that we got. Shniya Birkat Aretz. We got that too. That's all Aretz V'Al Hamazon. Shlishit Bonei Yerushalayim. The third bracha is Bonei Yerushalayim. Revi'it Hatova Meitiv. The fourth bracha is Hatova Meitiv. Uva Shabbat Marchil Benachama Masayim Benachama. Va'omer Kedushat Hayom Be'emtza. Now, on Shabbos, he's talking about the last bracha, the third bracha. Now, they had two new schaot for that bracha. We're used to the way it's in our Siddurim, Rachem Na Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecha. But a different version was Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, like you have Nechama. Let's look at Rashi, on the top Rashi. Shabbat Machil B'Nechama, Kolomar, Eino Sarich Lo Lusayim Lo Achil B'Shel Shabbat. I don't have to mention Shabbos at the beginning of the bracha. I don't have to mention Shabbos at the end of that bracha. I'm going to mention Shabbos in the middle of that bracha, in Ritzeh. He says, Ela Machil U'Misayim B'Nechama, Binyan Yerushalayim Kari Nechama. He calls the bracha that relates to Binyan Yerushalayim, like the rebuilding of Jerusalem, Nechama, comfort, Kol Hechi D'Marchil Bein Rachem Bein Nachamenu. So whether he begins, in other words, he calls it Nechama, whether he begins the bracha Rachemna, or he begins the bracha Nachemna. In other words, but he calls it that the bracha of Nechama. Okay, so back in the Braisa, V'Omer Kedushat Hayom Be'emtza. So according to the Tanakhama, I'm going to say the bracha of Ritzeh in the middle of that or the paragraph of Ritzeh in the middle of that third bracha. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ratzala Omra Benachama Omra. Rabbi Elazar says if he wants to say it in the third bracha, he could do that. Bebir Kada Aretz Omra. He wants to do it in the second bracha, he could do that. Bebracha Shtinu Chachamim Biyavna Omra. If he wants to say it in the fourth bracha, he could do it. So he's got some flexibility according to Tan Rabbi Elazar. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Eino Omra El Benachama Vad. You can only say it in the bracha of Nechama, which is the third bracha. So the Gemara says, Chachamim Haidu Tanakama. So that sounds the same as Tanakama. Tanakama says, you're going to say Ritzeh in the third bracha. And the Chachamim say, you can only say it in the third bracha. So it sounds like the first opinion. What's the difference between the two opinions? So Ikebinah Diyavid. The Nafkamina between the two will be, if let's say B'Diyavid, he benched, and he put it in a different bracha. So according to the Tanakama, he's Yotzeh. In other words, he should put it in the third bracha. But if he didn't, the Tanakama will say, I'll check off on it. But according to the third opinion, Eino Omra, Ella b'nechama. Now, let's see further. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learn another braisa. Minayin lebirkat hamazon min haTorah. How do we know the birkat hamazon is from the Torah? Where do we see that? Shenemar bechalta b'savata birachta. Says that we know that pasuk, right? Bechalta b'savata birachta. He says zu birkat hazan. That's like an allusion to the bracha of hazan and a kol. Ed Hashem Elokecha zu birkat hazimun. Ed Hashem Elokecha. That's a reference to birkat hazimun. Now on the side he has. We look. He says. So in from Rishai Pick Berlin, he says it should be zu birkat hazimun and Hashem Elokecha zu birkat hazan. But anyway, you got it. Now al haaretz zu birkat haaretz. So al haaretz, like you'll thank God for the land that He's given you. That's birkat haaretz. Hatova Zubona Yerushalayim. It's Bona Yerushalayim. In other words, Hatova, the good land. What's Tova? He says, V'chein Omer Hahar Hatova Zeva Levanon. It says, Hahar Hatova Zeva Levanon. It's referring to the base of Mikdash, which is Levanon, and Malbin Avon Tem Shal Yisrael. It whitens all the Aver of Klal Yisrael. And we see it's called Tov. So Haaretz is one thing. Hatova, that's talking about like the Yerushalayim and the base of Mikdash. Asher Natan Lach Zua Tova Meitiv. Now this Tana disagrees with what we said before. So before we said a Tova Meitiv Biyadav Tiknua, this Tana is saying that a Tova Meitiv is also Bracha Doraisa, and he's saying that it's alluded to. It says Shanatan Lach Zua Tova Meitiv. He says Ainli Ella LaAkrav. So I only see from this pasuk that I'm obligated to make a bracha after I eat. Lefanav Minayin. How do I know that I'm obligated to make a bracha before I eat? And you had this earlier in the Masechta, right? On I think Lamed Hay, right? In the beginning of Kesav Mevarchin. All right. So he says, Lefanav Minayin. So Amri Kavachomer. So this is a Kavachomer. Shu Saveya Mevarch. If the Torah tells me to make a bracha when I'm already satiated, Shu Raiv Lo Koshkin. How much more so should I make a bracha when I'm hungry? In other words, I need the food. You know, so then it's even more so I should make a bracha. Now, Rebbe Omer Eino Tzarech. Rebbe says, I don't need that Kal V'chomer. I have a different proof for I need Bracha Rishona. He says, the achalta v'sabata v'rachta zu birkat hazan. Aval birkat hazimun migadul Hashem iti nafka. In other words, Rebbe is going to learn birkat hazimun from a different pasuk. So he's going to free up verbiage in the pasuk for a different limud. Migadul Hashem iti, which we had earlier, like extol Hashem with me, in other words, it says, you should bless God for that which He's given you. He says, in other words, once He gives it to you, you have the food to eat. So it's an illusion that you should make a bracha. Now everybody holds that bracha rishon is the rabbanon, but it's an asmata, support from the pasuk for bracha rishonah. Now we're going to have some other supports, and then we got to wrap it up. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yitzchak says, I don't need that limud from Rabbi. He says, Harei Omer Uveirachet Lach Machavi Et Meimecha. The pasuk says he will bless. This is this week's parshat Shavuah. So look how Daf Yomi works in a lot of things. So you do the Daf Yomi and you have this week's parsha of Shavua. So it says, "Uveirachet Lach Machavet Mecha." God will bless your bread and your water. Al Tkrei Uveirach. Don't say Uveirach. Elu Ubarech. In other words, you should bless. You should bless Hashem for your bread and water. Ve'ema taikru lechem. When is it called lechem? Kodem shechlenem. Before you eat it, it's called lechem. That's it. Now, Rabbi Natan Omer Nosar. Rabbi Natan says, I don't need that limud. I have another one. Harei Omer. Now, this is a pasuk from Sefer Shmuel. So I'll just review to refresh your recollections or to say it if you haven't learned this before. So there's an incident in the Navi where Klal Yisrael, they ask for a king. And then it relates an incident with Kish. Kish is Shaul's father. So Kish loses his atonot, run away. So he asks his son, can you go and find the donkeys? So the son goes off with a nar, like an attendant, and they're looking all over the place for the donkeys here, there, the other place. They can't find the donkeys anywhere. And then Shaul, who's the son, says, you know, I think we should go home because my father's going to start worrying about us and never mind about the donkeys. And so the attendant says, look, the Navi, Shmuel, is nearby. Why don't we go to him and ask him if he can help us finding these donkeys? You know, so he'll be the one to reveal it. He's called the Roeh. So it says, so then they go looking for Shmuel, and they come across a group of women. So it says, Harei Omer, Kevoachem Ha'ir. So they're speaking to Shaul and his attendant. Kevoachem Ha'ir, when you come to the city, Kintim Tzvoto, you'll find him, meaning Shmuel, B'terem Yaleh HaBamat HaLechol, before he goes on the platform to eat, Ki Lo Yochal Ha'am Ad Bo'o, the people are not going to eat till he arrives, that is Shmuel, Ki Hu Yivarech HaZevach, he's going to make a bracha on the Zevach, Achreichein Yochlu Akruim, then all the guests will eat. So the point is that you see that Shmuel is reciting a bracha before eating the korban. Now the only thing is, Rashi quotes what the bracha is. Let's look at the Rashi. He says, "Ki hu yivarech hazevach ha'chareichein yochlu akruim." The 10th hour line. "Limerch hashtol yivarech lefnei achil al hazevach." Hu omer, "Baruch hashem mitzvanu lechol hazevach veicham mitzvanu basar tochel." So he says that you commanded us to make it. But the only thing is, see, this is really a birchas mitzvah. So the Marsha asks, "How can I learn from there?" The other thing. Now, see back in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says on the second white line. He says, v'chokach lama. Like these women were like, you'd say like, you know, I don't know if it's quoting quite a bit, quite a lengthy little discourse just to say which, like why don't they say Shmuel's there? Go find him. Like what they're talking here, the other thing. V'chokach lama, l'fi yishana hanashim dabrani odin. Women tend to talk a lot.
He said,
okay, u'shmuel amar, he says they wanted to look at, you know, take in Shaul. He was a good looking fellow. That he was like tall, and he was like from the shoulders above, he was taller than everybody. In other words, once Shmuel speaks to David, he's going to say, you're going to be the king. So once Shmuel speaks to Shaul, Shaul's going to be the king. Now Shmuel is like kind of running the show up till now, and now Shaul's going to take over. So the time when Shaul's supposed to take over is very mechuvan. So the Cheshbon and Shemayim hadn't been worked out. So these few minutes is like, you know, to calculate it out. He says, because a malchut nagad b'chaverta, one king or monarchy doesn't like go over the other the row for the other monarchy, even kamonim, like a hair's breadth. So now the Gemara goes back to our discussion. So birka samazon I know. Birka Torah minay. Now Chazal teaches that birka Torah is also a mitzvah d'oraisa. So birka samazon I have from the pasuk. Where do I know birka Torah from? So Am Rabbi Shmuel Kavachomer. Rabbi Shmuel says Kavachomer. Alchayisha mevarech. If a person gives a bracha for temporal items, like it was like food, things in this world, alchayilom abalo kolshkein. In other words, like if the Torah tells me to make a bracha for physical food, how much more so should I make a bracha for spiritual food, which is like, you know, is so much greater. It says Rebbe Chiya Bar Nachmani. Now, actually, there's another limud that is to learn it from us in Kishem Hashem Ekra, but Rebbe Chiya Bar Nachmani tell me, Doshu Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Eino Tzarech, I don't need that limud. Hareyu Omer, Ala Aretz Tova Shetan Lach. It says you should bless Hashem for the Aretz Tova, the good land, Hashem Natan Lach, that which He gave you. Ulahalanu Omer, and this is also in this week's Parsha of Shavua. He says, I'll give you, at the end of the Parsha of Mishpatim, talks about, again, going back to Har Sinai, come up to Har Sinai, I'll give you the Luchot HaEvan, the tablets, and the Torah and the Mitzvah. So he says, it's talking about Netina. So from the fact that I see the Torah tells me, like it means, like the Torah is like double entendre, not just to give Hashem, bless Hashem for the Aretz HaTovah Shanata Lach, but that which she's given you, which is the Torah. Now, Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shekshem Shavarach HaTovah Kach Mavarach HaRoah. Where do we know that just like a person is obligated to bless Hashem for good things, he's also obligated to bless Hashem for bad things, Rachman al-Islam. So Tamad Lomar, Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elokecha. So he's playing on the Pasuk. It says, Uvarach HaShem Elokecha Aretz HaTovah Shanata Lach. So in other words, like, so take it Hashem Elokecha al Aretz HaTovah Shelach. So he says here, Asher Natan Lach Hashem Elokecha. In other words, like take Hashem Elokecha and put it after Asher Natan Lach. Dayancha. In other words, that which Hashem meets out to you, you should bless Him for whatever He gives you. He says, "Bechol din shadancha." So it means like, you know, like Rachman Aslan, like Baruch Dayan HaMS, like we'll have it in the ninth parak in Brachot. So Chazal teach us that, like in, I think it's the Tzlach, says like in this world we don't understand. In other words, everything that Hashem does is ultimately for our good. So in this world we don't understand how it's for our good. But Latilavo, it will understand it. In other words, everything will be revealed to us. So we'll make Hatov Vameitiv for everything. In other words, like in this world, you know, for good things, you make Hatov Vameitiv. And for bad things, you say Diana Emes. And the old Emes, you'll make Hatov Vameitiv for everything.
So any bad thing, you say Baruch Diana Emes.
Well, we'll see in the Gemara. It says, Halach L'maisa, we do it usually when somebody
dies.
Right,
because it says when something bad.
Right, we'll see in the first Mishnah in the ninth parak. If you're here for another 2 weeks to have the Mishnah, and the Mishnah will go out, that for Besor Raud, we do it that way. Now, let me just finish. Wait, I only have 1 second left. Let me just do it, and I've got to go now. So he says here, okay, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Matero Omer Eino Tzarech. I don't need that limud. I can learn elsewhere. Harei Omer Tova HaTova. Tovazu Torah, that I give a bracha for Torah, Chinomir Kilecha Tom Tati Lechem, Ha Tovazu Bona Yerushalayim. Did I skip something? Bechinomir Har Tovaz Evel Banon. So wait a second, where is this? So why is this with Bina Yerushalayim? Hold it 1 minute, 1 minute. Did I skip something?
No.
Wait, 1 second. Give me 1 second. Let's have, let's make sure. You see, do leave it for Birchas HaTorah. How do I Birchas HaTorah, right? So how do I know that I have to bless Hashem for Birchas, going back to Birchas HaTorah? So he says that, I don't need that lima for Birchas HaTorah. It was going back a couple of lines. It says, Tova, Ha Tova. Tova Zu Torah. Tova is a reference to Torah. Ha Tova Zu Bona Yerushalayim. In other words, I can double over on that limud. I can learn to teach me Al Aretz HaTova, to teach me a bracha for Yerushalayim, and a bracha for the Birchas HaTorah. All right, I think that's it for tonight. 30 seconds for questions. What do you got?
In the rabbi's house, do they change that so they don't say Tova Shalat Allah?
Yeah, we did it the other night. Right. We said that in Shulchan Aruch there is another Nusach Bracha, but Halach L'maisa, so like among the Nosei Kalim, they say it should only be if there's a minion, so if a minion of Avelim, so that might be reason one why they don't say it. Okay, that's it for tonight.